Imagine my hair is colored a wild color for the day. My name is Lonnie Berry. My journey hasn't been just a faith one, but one that reflects a path similar to those in the Bible. I have lived in several places, and in each one, the Lord called my family, and we followed. I was born in Australia, a country where they had a female, unmarried, atheist prime minister when I was young. That left an impression on me because it was a whole country of people with very few believers. My Uncle Simon thought it was funny that the Jehovah Witnesses stopped sending missionaries because they couldn't convert anyone. I decided to graduate from an accredited program with my GED rather than a diploma because I felt that with my autism, the best plan for me was to pursue my education in a way that worked for my skills. My faith journey has been a slow and drawn out one. When we came to the U.S., I was exposed to various viewpoints. We started in Missouri, which is in the Bible Belt. They prayed before the high school football game on Friday nights, which is something you don't see in other parts of the country. Everyone talked about what church they went to and asked if I wanted to go with them. When we moved to Florida, my journey brought me here to Holy Innocents. Most people here in Florida don't ask me where I go to church, which is different from Missouri, but even more so different from Australia, where I went to Radford College, a private Anglican school that had kindergarten through 12th grade. We went to chapel every Wednesday, but they didn't talk about God as much as they did about being a good person and helping others. At Holy Innocents, I have found a faith family. I have been embraced by many of the members of Holy Innocents family for my abilities and my hair, which has been many colors, but it has been a welcome change always accepted by the people here. I believe that it has helped the members of the church learn how to accept changes because things can constantly change, especially when someone is growing up and trying to find themselves. I reflected on today's gospel in which Jesus spoke, "To know him is to know the Father." I am not certain where I'm going or how I will get there, in my faith or in my life, but I trust that there is a plan. I am planning on getting my cybersecurity certifications and going through college as I work. I've lived on 2 continents, been to 5 countries, and lived in 2 states. While I am still figuring out where my faith journey will lead me, I do know that my experiences here, including the mission trips I've been on, have helped me to lay a foundation for the future and in the service of others. Thank you.
Maybe. Okay. Hello, if you don't know me, my name is Haley Elder. I'm a youth here at Holy Innocents. The past 14 years of school has not come easy, from repeating first grade to skipping seventh grade and now graduating. When I was just a few years old, I dreamt of the day I would begin school. However, only after a couple of years, I couldn't wait to graduate. Well, now on May 24th, just a few days away, I will be walking across the stage and receiving my diploma. But this is not the end of my learning. I hope to continue growing into God's truth and the plan he has for me to be a servant, a daughter, a sister, a wife, a mother, a friend, and whatever else the Lord has for me. I want to continue learning how to love like Jesus. I want to have the same unselfish, universal, and undying love that he has because he created us to be loved by him and to love others the same. What does it mean to be loved like Jesus? To be honest, I would get asked this question at mission trips, at youth group, and I wouldn't know how to respond. To understand this question, we must know what love is. What is love? I want you to ask yourself that question. What is love? I don't believe any of us fully understand what love is. Love is so simple yet so complicated. It has many aspects. God is love. Love is a gift. Love forgives. Love is a sacrifice. Love is unconditional, and true love is everlasting. First, God is love. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love God does not know God, because God is love. 1 John 4:7-8. Obviously, we can't love without God. Love and God go together, hand in hand. It is impossible to separate the two. They are one, and in being love, the creator of the universe, he strokes of his love painted everywhere, and sometimes in measures so immense we can't understand. The greatest commandment of life is to love God, and the second is to love our neighbors as ourselves. Since God is love and we are his children, we are required to love constantly, even though sometimes it's hard. Just as we are lost without God, we are lost without love. Therefore, we must first have God's love. Second, God's love is a gift. Though I had been taught this all my life, I never really understood what that meant until I really took my time and thought about it. God is so good and righteous, and I am so sinful. Therefore, there is nothing, absolutely nothing I can do to deserve it. The only way is possible for me to love is by accepting the greatest gift ever offered, Jesus. In him, we receive God's love. I soon realized I cannot love with my own strength. It is impossible for me to earn God's love or approval. I used to take it as for granted that he loved me, and that my family loved me, and that my friends loved me. I had worked hard to receive their love. Didn't I deserve it? I loved giving gifts to people or helping take care of small children, feeling their love in return. It made me feel good for a little while. Shouldn't I have received God's love in return for all that I did for him and others too? No. Once God opened my eyes, I realized that I had been doing good works, not for God, for others, or with God's strength, but rather for my own, rather on my own and for myself. The third is this: love forgives. Yes, I said forgives. Boy, isn't it hard to forgive? Perhaps it's one of the hardest characteristics for us to practice. At any rate, we are commanded to forgive. Once again, our greatest example is Christ himself. In our sin, we have denied him and crucified him, but in his love, he forgave us. And he now calls us to be like him and forgive others. For how can we expect forgiveness if we ourselves cannot show forgiveness? This brings me to my fourth point: love is unconditional. It's for the believer and non-believer, the humble and the proud, for a friend and for an enemy, to the blessed and the cursed. We're all sinners, and you and I are no less deserving of God's wrath than our neighbors down the street. The difference, however, is that we have chosen to accept God's gift, and now we have the advantage and the freedom to show true and unrestricted love to everyone, and the giver commands us to, with the hope that they too will one day receive the gift that is offered to them despite all their sin. Fifth, love is a sacrifice. We must accept that the sacrifice that was so clearly demonstrated in God's sacrifice of his only beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to a horrible death on the cross to save all who believe. This is the greatest act of love ever shown. For Christ to lay down his life that we might become a part of his life, his family, and live eternally with him is breathtaking, incomprehensible. Nevertheless, he did it, and we, God's children, are commanded to do the same, to lay down our lives for others. We must love when it pains us. When it's hard, otherwise it's not a sacrifice. In Matthew 5, it is written that God says we must love our enemies to pay for those who persecute us. Is this not a form of sacrifice? Nothing less, loving Christ and even our fellow brothers can be a sacrifice. To lay down our own lives, our wills, and desires for anyone is not easy, but it is love. Finally, true love is everlasting. There is no end to love. God's steadfast love is undying love. It endures forever. Though it is my desire to love like this, I know I'm a selfish, sinful human, and I'm guilty of not loving others with pure love as I should. I need Christ's love just as much as anyone. But as I have accepted this gift, It is my role as a God's daughter to share that love with others. Reflecting on these aspects has left me feeling so small yet strong in knowing that I can love Christ because he loved me first. And with his love, I can love others like he does. I'm excited to see how God will use me to touch others with his gift of unconditionally undying love, forgiving and sacrificial love. I want people to see his love in me through a smile, an encouraging word, a hug, and offering a moment to listen, to cry, or to laugh. I can do this thing through Christ, who gives me strength and loving just like Christ is what I will strive to do. Thank you.
Can you all hear me? You good? Okay, thank you. Hi, I'm Ben Fodi. I've been a lifelong member of this church, and evidently I'm graduating. So an interesting fact, I don't really like talking about myself. but the rector and the youth minister encouraged me to do this, so here we are. Honestly, there are so many people here I would love to thank, but to list them all would honestly be longer than Father Brian's sermons, so I'm going to just sum it up. I want to say thank you to all of you for being here, for making this an amazing place to be and to grow for the last 17 years of my life. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ellen Otell. I'm graduating from Newsom High School, and in the fall, I will be attending the University of Central Florida to major in nonprofit management. I would like to do a shout out to Mr. Vince. I am still considering minoring and becoming a drone pilot due to our many, many inspirational talks that we have had over the years. But most of all, I hope to one day run my own nonprofit that will benefit children battling cancer, and to support their families as they go through this life-changing ordeal. Of course, Mary and Rich would be an added bonus. Thank you. Being a part of Holy Innocence has taught me much about accepting one another and being able to lean on each other in our community. Holy Innocence has had a very positive impact in my life from when I was baptized here as a baby by Father Steve to being confirmed here last fall by Bishop Doug. Thank you, Lynn Andrewski and Beth Johnson, for guiding me through the confirmation process. I appreciate everything that everyone in this parish has done for me over the years. Being a part of this church has been very helpful in guiding me through my youth years. My journey at Holy Innocence spiritually began with acolyting. I would like to thank Mr. and Ms. Pergola for helping me begin this journey at the age of 8, and learning to love serve my church through the act of acolyting. Lastly, I would like to thank God for giving me the strength to accomplish all I have throughout the past few years and for giving me the opportunity to further my education. The gospel reading today discusses the profound relationship between Jesus, the Father, and the believers. By realizing and trusting God's way is what elevates our Christianity and prayer. This will lead to being able to lean on God in tough times. I plan to carry this with me throughout my time at UCF and beyond. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Marissa Polk, and I've been going to this church since I was born. It was Father Steve who baptized me into the church as a baby, and I have been involved in and nurtured by Holy Innocence ever since. Without the worship, Bible study, mission trips, youth group, and countless other opportunities for fellowship, I wouldn't be the person I am today. The community that I have built through this church has changed my life, and I am eternally grateful for everyone who has been a part of my faith journey. I constantly hear transforming lives, transforming the world, but I truly believe that transformed lives transform the world, and that the incredible people here have transformed my world. I have been moved by this wonderful group of people into becoming a better leader and a more positive, genuine person. A major factor in creating the Marissa you see before you today is the mission trips that I've been on. Being able to make a difference in the world, whether it was through directly serving the homeless in Philadelphia, helping maintain the grounds at Benison Farms, or making a garden for preschoolers in the Keys, motivates me to continue to help others. There are so many other ways that this church has become an integral part of my life. Through Junior Daughters of the King, acolyting, and helping with VBS, I have been able to grow closer to God and to the different communities within our church. I have also had the amazing privilege to be a youth advisor, which has allowed me to become more mature and confident. So many people have played a major role in my faith journey, and one of the most important people is Miss Morgan Brownlee. She has truly helped me grow into my own and become a more deeply committed follower of Jesus. I know that I can always go to her if I need anything at all, and I would not be the same person without her guidance and endless support. Father Brian has also been a great influence on me. He has a fantastic sense of humor, he prioritizes and listens to the youth, and he always makes me feel comfortable and valued. Today's gospel talked about Jesus reminding the disciples that they need to have faith in him, for he is not only the Son of God, but he is God as well. He has this promise for them. He asked them to put their faith and trust in him, and that in turn he would continue to provide them with love, justice, peace, and goodwill. This is a strong reminder that believing is so much more powerful than seeing, and that it can change lives. So many of you have known me since I was a baby, and I'm forever grateful for the love and support this congregation has shown me, just like the love and dedication Jesus had for his disciples. Without all of you believing in me, I wouldn't be able to stand up here today. I will take with me all the lessons I have learned, the connections I have made, and the experiences that have changed me for the better as I move forward into furthering my education at the University of Central Florida. I will always know I have a home at Holy Innocence. Thank you.
Good morning. As you may know, my name is Carter Rudisill. I'm a graduating youth here at Holy Innocence. While in preparation for college, I can't help but reminisce about my time I have spent here. I can't put into words how much I care about this church and its parish. The constant love and support that all of you have given and continue to give myself and the many youth here creates an environment that is easy to feel safe and loved in. I know if I'm in need of help, I wouldn't need to hesitate to ask anyone. I've attended Holy Innocence all my life. I can't think of the word church without this place coming to mind. Through my years here, I've made countless memories and met so many different people. Through our services, fellowship events, and our many ministries. My involvement in youth group here initially started very small. I did not consistently come to the meetings for a few years until I eventually felt it was the right place for me. Of course, Miss Morgan played a large role in this. She made this group into something that I don't want to miss, and I know going into college without having youth group every Sunday will be a tough transition. My larger step into youth group has strengthened my faith. I have seen how God has touched each of the youth in this group, and this group allows each of us to work together to help spread God's love collectively, such as our various mission trips. Youth group is a space that I know I can be myself, and I don't have to worry about what others think of me because I know my peers have my back. I'll never forget our trip to New Orleans, seeing how God worked through so many different people to create an amazing program that helped those who were lost in the dark find the light of God, and seeing that those who were helped then began to reflect God's love in their lives. Something I've learned here while at Holy Innocence is how important it is to keep a schedule, because every time I come to church, there's something new to add to my calendar. I mean this as a good thing. I already keep a pretty tight schedule, most days going from one thing to the next, always trying to be involved around school, work, and scouts. One thing I always try my hardest to make time for is church. Today's gospel lesson talks about trusting God, being able to put your faith in him. This is a message that I believe is good for us seniors to reflect upon. as we transition into a new chapter of our lives that is going to be full of temptation, stress, doubt, and the unexpected, there is one thing that can keep us on the right path: trusting in God, knowing that in the end, He will guide us in the direction that we need to go. I know my faith will lead me in the right way in my life, and I look forward to seeing what God has planned for each of us. Thank you.